Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today.
I'm now recording whenever you're ready.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. This season, we are talking about sexual addiction recovery and intimacy betrayal recovery, which leads to healthy relationships. Hopefully, it can. It's possible. It doesn't always, but it really can. And we see that happen quite a bit in my private practice, Resolve Strategies, Inc. in Savannah, Georgia. And you know, like I talked about in the last episode, is our goal is for individuals to have equal opportunity to heal from addiction, to heal from intimacy betrayal, and complex PTSD, and to live their best life, to be able to thrive in relationship or independent of relationship. But, you know, sometimes people in recovery turn towards each other, lean into each other, see each other, and like what they see. And that is the population that we're speaking to today. So the title is Couples Therapy. What actually helps? It's so loaded. These titles kill me sometimes. All right. So couples therapy, what actually helps? What I just want to start by saying is I don't want to like overcomplicate it. I know I'm going to get in the weeds just a tad in this episode, but I don't want to overcomplicate it. What actually helps are two individuals who have done enough therapy and who have had enough time invested in their own abstinence, sobriety, emotional sobriety, and recovery to turn towards their partner, hold space, and communicate in an honest way. So why am I saying that? I'm saying that because it is a freaking tall order, and 90% of the couples who come to me, they want to engage in couples therapy before the things I just said are possible, okay? They are too triggered. They are too dysregulated. Their nervous systems being in the same room dysregulates them, and dysregulates them to the degree that they can't really process the therapy, process the information. Sometimes it causes more damage than it does lead to connection and healing, right? And so it's just important that enough healing has taken place that people can stay grounded enough to do the work in a couple setting, okay? And it means they've done enough interpersonal work that now the coupleship can be not prioritized, because the coupleship will not be prioritized over individual recovery, but can be attuned to, okay? Can really be fed, okay? That's what we are looking to do. Not to now make it all of a sudden more important than the individual's recovery, but that you are now in a state of recovery that is firm, okay? That has a level of foundation that allows you to lean into the coupleship, to give it energy, to give it what it needs, that type of attunement and care that it needs to heal. Okay, so that ultimately is what needs to take place. So what does that look like in my practice at Resolve Strategies? It looks like two people, both partners, both the betrayed and the recovering addict, and if they're co-addicts, both of them need to be in sobriety, long-term, and early recovery, okay, able to do that emotional work. And same thing goes with somebody in recovery from intimacy, betrayal, and complex PTSD. They need to be able to be grounded, okay? They need to have already established their interpersonal boundaries. They need to have recognized what their needs are. They need to have done some work, not just on their mental and emotional recovery, but their sexual recovery. Okay, all of this is so important. They will be asked to be engaged in one-on-one therapy, both parties, until they have achieved this level of interpersonal healing. And they will also be asked to be in regular attendance to their task group and later process group. Hey there, this is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast, to support the show. Again, that's joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. There is a lot of healing that happens when you combine both one-on-one therapy and group therapy. I understand that group therapy initially feels very overwhelming, but once you settle into the group, once you actually attend the group, I think 99% of people see, oh my gosh, like I really needed this. I needed to connect with others. I needed to be vulnerable with others. I needed to practice staying in my window of tolerance with others so that I can later apply that elsewhere and outside of group. So very important. Those are the things that we ask, is one-on-one therapy and being a regular attendance with their group. Task group is where they achieve specific tasks, 24 specific tasks, and then they move into process group where they meet regularly, weekly or bi-weekly, to process their recovery journey with one another. And this is facilitated by a licensed psychotherapist. So ready, willing, and able on both parties, invested and active in their treatment programs. We also encourage 12-step programming in addition to this. We believe and see the benefits of a 12-step process. We also recognize for a lot of people there is some trauma that can create some resistance around either attendance or the way they're receiving or engaging the material. And we honor that and want to work through that with them. We also recommend that there is a formal disclosure that is done before couples therapy begins. And formal disclosure, ours is quite elaborate, and it lasts for, generally speaking, 2 whole days, sometimes 2.5 days. And we want to make sure that at a very minimum, if a formal disclosure is not done, that impact statements have been done on for both parties, both the recovering addict, they talk about the impact of the disease on their life and relationship, and the betrayed also talks about the impact of the disease and the hurt caused by their partner with the disease. So impact statements to be exchanged. And we also encourage collaborative sessions. So couples therapy isn't the first time that these two nervous systems have come together to talk about feelings, to talk about needs, to express desires, to express hurt. And so collaborative sessions is when the individual invites the other party, their partner, into their therapy. Okay, so people begin collaborative sessions, you know, relatively quickly. So if I see somebody on a weekly basis for sexual addiction, then I'm going to want their partner to come usually on a monthly basis for check-ins. I want to make sure that we're all on the same page about recovery. Information that is shared by the client, by the addict, is not disclosed in any kind of way. But sometimes it's important to have a third party present when you're expressing kind of like scary or vulnerable things, or when you typically get dysregulated. So it's a great way to start engaging in a therapeutic relationship with both parties present without it being geared towards the couple. Okay, I hope I'm making sense there. So if, for instance, the betrayed partner is coming into the recovering addict's session, the session is about the recovering addict and what they're working on, what they're working towards, just to make sure that everybody's on the same page with regards to the recovery process, not about details that have been shared with the therapist. Of course, that's confidential. So collaborative sessions, first and foremost, before the therapists and clients work together to figure out, like, is now a good time to start engaging in couples therapy? Because couples therapy is so important. When it is the right time. Couples therapy, please hear me say this. If you need to go back 15 seconds and hear me say it again, that is fine. Go ahead and click backwards, because what I am saying is couples therapy can be dangerous to the coupleship and to someone's recovery if done prematurely or at the wrong time. Okay? And so we really want to take great care and concern in when it is the right time to engage in couples therapy. Because remember what I said, like, the main thing is that, like, couples therapy can be done well and in the spirit of reconnecting and recommitting to the relationship without sacrificing recovery. Okay, so I hope this helps. Like, you know, the title is What Actually Helps. I'm telling you what actually helps is that you be ready for it, be prepared for it, work with professionals who are trained to prepare you for the tough work that is done in couples therapy, and work with a trained couples therapist who understands sexual addiction, who understands betrayal trauma, who understands, you know, gosh, attachment styles, who understands trauma and the role that trauma plays in, you know, in the lives of both parties, okay? Who understands systems, all right? This is so important. So, like, these are the things that I would like for you to have in place, because I believe that this is what actually helps, all right? Couples therapy being done with the right therapist at the right time, with the right amount of preparation going into it, you will see the real benefits that you deserve to see. So I am trying here to set you up for success, the success that you deserve for yourself, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and interpersonally, physiologically. You deserve this for self. And, you know, you might have decided at this point that the relationship deserves that too. Okay. So this is my hope for you guys. And this is me trying to help you get in front and be prepared for the beauty that is in store. Because the outcomes of couples therapy, it's always positive. It might not be the outcome that you're looking for. It might not be the outcome that you thought you wanted, but it will be the outcome that best serves you and the rest of your life. So thank you so much for all of you brave, courageous, amazing human beings who are out there listening to this. You know, I hope you take this as a message of hope and know that we're here to support that. So please share this. Please review it. Please write in if you have specific questions or concerns, or if you just want to argue with me about what I said. Don't hesitate to write in. We're all about it. All right. Thanks so much. Have a great week, and we'll see you same time, same place. Bye for now. Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact. Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. Hey there, friend. We've all heard the saying, trust your gut, but do you really trust it? Sometimes our gut, both our bowels and our instincts, can feel a bit out of whack. I know mine sure can. Did you know that our brains and our guts are connected? If you've been listening to this podcast, you might have heard that a time or two, but it's more complex and interesting than you might know, and we are learning more and more about the gut-brain interaction all the time. Our vagus nerve connects our brain to our gut, and inside the gut, many neurotransmitters are produced, like GABA, which helps regulate the emotions of fear, panic, anxiety, and overwhelm. So why wouldn't you want to take care of your gut if it's so critical to your overall mental and emotional health? One way I choose to care for my gut is by taking pre and probiotics by Just Thrive. Just Thrive offers many supplements to help with overall wellness, like immunity support, protecting against sources of glucose, mood support, and maintaining a healthy urinary tract. Also, fun fact, Just Thrive offers a probiotic for your furry friends. Yes, your pets. How awesome is that? Okay, following the show, scroll down to our show notes and click Just Thrive to start taking care of your wonderful gut today.